Thank you, Marsha. Marsha Moo, you've got a new name. Before reading the scripture and introducing the video for today, we have a special guest that I want to introduce to you who's traveled a long way to get here. And to set that up, I'll just share with you that one of our own ruling elder, Lydia Spinelli, Lydia is the director of the preschool at Brick Presbyterian Church in New York City. And they developed a relationship with a school in Liberia. If you can see the map, you can kind of see where Liberia is on the west coast of Africa. There's a little bit closer. They developed a relationship with a school that is for, they have an early education and elementary school for kids there in Monrovia. And the academic director, Wiata Forfe, happens to be here this morning with us and wanted to take the opportunity of just introducing her and let you see her. She'll be in the coffee hour following the service. And the reason I mention this is that our mission committee is thinking about investigating the opportunity of providing you, the congregation, the opportunity to sponsor one of these kids. And you'll be hearing, if we go in that direction, you'll be hearing more about it in the next several weeks and months. But since Wiata was here, just simply wanted you to go ahead and take the opportunity to see her, because it's not very often that she comes from Liberia to the United States. But just wanted to give you the opportunity to put a face to a name, so when you hear about it, if we do hear about it later on, you will be able to make a connection. So Wiata and Lydia will be in the coffee hour and can answer any questions that you may have. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. Today's lesson, as we wind up our Living Generously Stewardship series, is about sowing seeds. Of course, the video is named Seed Time, as is my sermon. And I'm going to read a passage from Galatians, from the 6th chapter. I'm reading from the Message, which is Eugene Peterson's translation of the Bible, the 7th through the 10th verses of Galatians 6. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. And all he'll have to show for his life are weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Amen. I came across a poem. I suppose it's a poem. Couldn't find out who wrote it, but it has to do with sowing and reaping. And it draws from that passage in Galatians. What you sow, you reap. It goes like this. One day, while wandering in my dreams, I saw the strangest thing. A man was planting different seeds to see what fruits they would bring. I watched him till and dig the earth, each row carefully cut. But when he planted tomatoes there, the bush brought forth a carrot. He threw some orange seeds in the air, and wherever they fell upon the ground, the trees would grow extremely tall and bring forth a watermelon. The broccoli seeds would grow as pears, the peach trees as artichokes. I couldn't see how this could be. It must have been a joke. But I saw him plant with such care a patch of wild raspberries. And as he watered them and nurtured them, they started growing peas. I was confused, my head a mess. How could this ever be? But with my two eyes, I saw a blossoming turnip tree. Beets were squash and squash was corn. Pumpkin trees were funny shapes. But the strangest thing I ever saw was a palm tree full of grapes. I rubbed my eyes and pinched myself and fell right out of bed. As I woke up from the craziness that had filled my head, I wondered and I pondered hard about the things I saw. And then I realized they were contrary to God's divine law. For God has blessed each thing on earth to keep us from a bind. Therefore, every seed we plant brings forth in its own kind. A tomato seed will grow tomatoes. A pea will be a pea. You will never plant an olive seed and grow a mango tree. In kind, the actions that we sow will take root and grow. If we sow some kindness, we will enjoy its fruits someday. If we seek for confidence, then that is what we plant. Or if we want to know we can, we never say we can't. For what you put out in the world will end up as your keep. Be sure to remember what you sow, you will always reap. What a profound truth. What you sow, you will reap. If you're not happy with what you're reaping these days, maybe you need to think about what you're sowing. In the last film, Ray told Frank that generous living was more than simply writing checks. This time, we see a type of generosity that goes beyond simply throwing money at a problem. The construction company has not only been hired to fix up the soup kitchen, but is hiring workers from those that eat there. And interestingly, that is what often happens when we make the transition from viewing the poor, for example, as a group, to seeing them as individuals. You see, this act of generosity, we are led to believe, done by Frank, didn't just fix the roof, it employed individuals. In biblical terms, Frank's conscience, with a bit of tilling by the Holy Spirit, has run headlong into Paul's words in Galatians. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, that person will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. Friends, it's simple kingdom economics. What you sow, you will reap. Ray, being a gardener and spending his day quite literally sowing seeds, understands this well. We sow by serving others, by investing our time, gifts, and resources as God would command us to do. Just as Jesus is the sower and the seed is the good seed of the kingdom, we sow our time, our gifts, our resources, scattering the seed, watering and harvesting in the hearts of our neighbors. And by the end of the film, we see that Frank has grasped this truth. You know, in this particular segment, Frank is trying to get hold of Alan, his financial planner. You kind of are led to believe that it's because of the problems in the stock market, but what a great comparison as he opens up the discussion to charitable giving, which Alan tried to bring up the first movie. What if we were as Frank, so urgent with our giving? What if seeing a need caused us to jump into action the same way that a dip in the market would? Sounds silly? Look back at Galatians again. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. But the one who plants in response to God harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. Are you interested in being urgent with things that are destroyed or with things that are eternal? It's a simple question, but an incredibly important one. You know, we spend so much of our time and money and energy on things that are temporary, but Jesus challenges us to shift our gaze to things which are eternal. Frank mentions that parable that Jesus tells about being stewards with what God has entrusted them. You may be familiar with it. A steward entrusts to three men a certain amount of money, talents, to do with as they please. And they do. And when they return to their steward with an account of their stewardship, those that risked their talent, those that were risk stewards, were praised. While the one who buried his talent, while the one who played it safe, burying his money in the sand, was rebuked, was condemned. Friends, we are called to risk for God, for the kingdom, not to bury our talents and watch them rust. So our takeaway this week, ask yourself, with the Holy Spirit's help, have I been putting off something that God wants from me? If so, now is the time. It's seed time. I pray that you grab a hold of this truth and let it burn in your heart. If you are not happy with what you are reaping, then have a good, honest look at what you are sowing and begin to change the seed and your attitude from something you don't want into something you do want, so that God can bless and enlarge you in every way. God wants to bless you so that you have no excuse for not being generous. Frank's journey isn't over. In fact, we could say it's just begun. So it is with us. We have learned some keys to our journey of generous living. May we go out and live lives of grateful generosity with the newfound humility of Frank and the joyful exuberance of Ray. Amen.